You would think hosting the World's Fair would have been a large event to keep a city busy, but then they decided to host the Olympics at the same time. What happened when the two events crossed paths is still talked about today. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid, whose goal is to prosper the farmer. That means less applied fertilizer, more food, fiber, and fuel. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
Well, you waited, debated, scratched your head, and bided your time, but now it's absolutely necessary. You need to make a decision. We know you want it all. Low price, efficiency, fantastic yield potential. We get it. AgroLiquid understands you need to maximize those input dollars. Our products are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop, no matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when. AgroLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition. Expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your crop protection services dealer about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
In 1904, the city of St. Louis hosted the World's Fair. The 1,200-acre event, much of which was held on today's Forest Park, was a showcase of the latest and greatest on Earth.
When you think about 1904, if you look at some of the photographs, you see people understanding for the first time an X-ray machine. Baby incubators were a novelty, really, at that time and really became something that we depend on today.
Sharon Smith is curator of civic and personal identity at the Missouri Historical Society. The city was happy to have the World Showcase, but quickly saw a challenge in getting the biggest draw possible.
They realized that the Olympics, which were then awarded to the city of Chicago, were going to be in competition with St. Louis. So they went to the Olympic Committee and they said, you know, we really think that the Olympics should also be in St. Louis.
The committee eventually agreed, taking the Olympics from Chicago and awarding them to St. Louis in 1904.
It really was an opportunity then for both events to be held at the same time. It was not a good idea because in the end, the Olympics really were one of those events. It was sort of sideshow to the World's Fair. Everybody was coming to St. Louis to see the World's Fair.
In fact, another Summer Olympic Games was held just 2 years later in Athens to help revive the Games. But the Olympics here did have positive and even noteworthy outcomes.
There were some interesting firsts in St. Louis, and that was that we got gold, silver, and bronze medals for the first time awarded at the 1904 Olympics. St. Louis has the distinction of being the first American city to host an Olympics, which is really cool. It was only the third Olympiad.
The Olympiad in St. Louis truly was unique, and that chapter is next time as we travel the countryside. In St. Louis, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.